For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Stop in and visit the Brick IHOP, where you can purchase their Lovin' card for just $5. Now, that card supports children's specialized hospitals, and you not only help them out, you get discount coupons in return. Spread the love at the Brick IHOP. Of course, that's on Route 88 in Brick.
In what has been a bit of an extended halftime, the three-minute clock has now started, and the Indians getting set to come back on. Tom Jover South has been on for the last 4 or 5 minutes. They came on just as we were going to break. A couple of updated scores for you to pass along. The lone game we did not have an update on. Dinellen playing host to Keensburg. Dinellen is up on the Titans 24-8. Central Regional has scored again. They lead over Pinelands 21-10.
All right, Matt, good job with that. So we prepare for the second 24 minutes of football, and again, we can't really understate the importance of this game in terms of Class A South. Lacey, Jackson Memorial, and Brick are all 2-0 in the conference. Jackson Memorial leading Toms River North fairly handily. Brick and Southern are tied at the half. South and Southern are both 1-1. Brick Memorial East and North are 0-2, so a South loss tonight would give them two losses, and in essence, they would be two full games back of Lacey and, in all likelihood, Jackson Memorial. And I think you would agree that would be the end, really, of their serious hopes to win a division title. Of course, they would have a very much alive still in the state playoff picture, but that is the scenario. So this is really an important game, especially for Toms River South after losing that division game last week to Brick.
It will be Lacey who will receive the kickoff here in the third quarter. Lions do trail by 8. Now remember, they missed an extra point and had 2 field goals blocked, so they have left some points on the board here, 7 to be exact, and right now those 7 points are playing a pretty big factor. At least the 1 point is, because at some point you're going to have to make that point up if you score and then maybe go for 2.
And Pat Davis, the sophomore kicker, really had been terrific coming into this game. 15 of 17 on extra points. He had a 40-yard field goal, but I don't know how much you can blame him on either of those kicks because they were low snaps. I think the timing was thrown off. He kicked them both low. The first one, I think, was deflected. The second one really never had a shot. So they were not well, the plays themselves were not well-handed. And I think we would agree there's been a little sloppiness. The Lions have really had trouble on the defensive side with the offsides. I think Ed said 5 times in the first half.
Yeah, Kev, 5 times. You got it right. Yeah, 5 offside penalties, and that's given, making it first and a lot more on first down plays.
Absolutely.
By the way, just a quick update on Tymir Berry. Took a helmet to the thigh, as we assumed in that first half. He's okay.
Probably a little bit of a bruise, maybe tomorrow. But remember, the Indians have a bye next week. If they can somehow manage to get through tonight, they'll all have 2 weeks to lick their wounds. So here we go. Ready for the second half kickoff. Messler to keep kick for Toms River South.
Kristen Totella back deep and Chris Jensen back deep. Messler just waiting for the word from our referee that he can kick it away, and he does. High end-over-end kick. He has got a great leg. Pinned back inside the 5-yard line. Totella will bring it out. Coming up the middle of the field, getting out to the 30-yard line, tiptoeing his way out of the 35, almost broke it. Got to the 40 where he is finally taken down.
Well, I was just going to say, the Indians have done a great job of keeping Totella in check. 1 reception, I believe, in the first half. But we saw there how dangerous he can be in the open field.
Hasn't been a guy that, at least on the offensive side tonight, has been able to crack through and do a whole lot of damage for this Lacey team. We'll open up in the backfield here along with Ethan Blackwell. 1 to either side of Davies. It will be Totella around left end, bouncing off a couple of tackles, slips off another. He'll have the first down into Indian territory at the 49-yard line. Again, seeing how dangerous he can be when he has his hands on the football, an 11-yard pickup.
And it looks like we're going to see a lot of different looks here, maybe with Totella in the backfield in the second half.
Yeah, I'm sure they changed their offense around a little bit, at least maybe not their offensive sets, but just their philosophy a little bit. When you play without your star quarterback, you got to do some different things, and I think South might have, got him awake a little bit by kicking off to Totella. That's the last guy I'd kick to.
Otis Carney, by the way, into the lineup in this second half. He was in and out in that first half, in at the outside linebacker spot here. This is Ethan Blackwell to get it. Stretch play off the right side. Blackwell cuts up far side hash mark and will get down inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line. Carney was the man in on the tackle. We've gone through about a minute's worth of play, and the Lions on the move right now.
Tom Zimmer North on the board early in the third quarter. They have cut the Jackson Memorial lead to 20-7.
Breaking out of the huddle on second down and three. A long three here for the Lions. Offset eye formation. Fullback, tailback. Again, Blackwell. This time trying to go left. There's a flag out. This is going to be holding. Blackwell was dropped in the backfield for a two-yard loss. This might be one of those decline the penalty.
It was definitely a hold. It was so obvious. Just grabbed him and threw him down. Meanwhile, the guy I've mentioned, Khalil Green, comes up and makes another big defensive play in the Lacy backfield.
Fullback that time was Lucas Sorotniak, who was the man who was tagged with that infraction.
I think they got to send it back, Matt.
Yeah, I would say. Flag was thrown right at the line of scrimmage, so it would be a 10-yard penalty.
They get like a second and 14 around there?
Yep. It's really second and 14 or third and about five.
Third and about five or six, yeah, right, Matt. So I'm going to think that they're taking the penalty, and they are.
See, from the spot, it'll make it more like a second and 16, closer to 16. So clearly, Lacy had decided what we had suggested. They wanted to come out and run the ball and establish a little bit on the ground. They did. We'll see if that penalty changes the philosophy and if Davies goes to the air.
Second down, we call it 16 from back at the Lion 44-yard line. Davies will keep Blackwell in the backfield. Two receivers to either side. He wants to throw. Jailbreak blitz in trouble. Dancing around and will get sacked. First pressure by Sergio Hernandez. Otis Carney cleans it up. Jimmy Allen was involved in on the play as well. That is another loss. And back now inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Ed, those blitzes tonight have been not only timed well, but executed just about every time.
Yeah, well, there's somebody coming just about every play, Matt, and they're going to just man up in the secondary. Without Kelly in there now, makes it a little bit more difficult for Davies to see his receivers downfield.
Davies, 5'10", 150 pounds, which means 5'8", 140. So hard to see up over the top of the line. Gets the snap out here from the shotgun. Has time. Lets it go. Far sideline. He's got Totella wide open at the first down marker. He will make the play at the 39. This will depend on the spot of the football, but going to be pretty close on a 21-yard pickup.
Great spot.
But Ed, how do you lose sight of Christian Totella?
Yeah, that's the one guy you want to try and double on a third and long.
That's a first down. That is just a big-time play by the Lions to keep this drive alive. Totella was wide open. Hart tried to close on him, but could not get here in time. And Hart will now have to come out for a play. I think he's got an equipment problem with his helmet.
Hart will check out. Egan at one corner. And I believe Tymir Berry is lined up at the other corner. Checking in on defense. High snap. Busted play for Davies. In trouble off the right side. And will lose a yard trying to just get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 11. Tackle made by Jimmy Allen.
Perhaps they've had that problem with a couple times tonight with the snap and the exchange on the handoff there. Davies lucky he was able to keep it and only lose a yard.
We're 3 minutes into our third quarter. Score has held 21-13 in favor of Tom's River South. Big second and long now for the Lions. Ball set from the right hash mark in Indian territory. Davies with a long drop back in trouble again. Little shuffle pass inside. It goes complete to Blackwell, who will get a couple of yards back. Looks like he's pushed at about the 39-yard line.
Well, that was a very clutch play by Davies that time. He was looking at about an 8 or 9 yard loss, and at the last minute, shoveled it off to Blackwell, who made something, gained a couple yards. So it'll bring down a third down and about 9 here. 8:25 left in the third quarter. Tom's River South up 21-13 over Lacy. This is the first possession of the second half.
Keep an eye on number 13, Totella. He was the man who made the catch before to extend the drive. Davies wants to throw. Airs this one out. It is up. Simultaneous possession, and it'll be ruled a catch by Mike Bocchini.
Well, Egan on the coverage. Bocchini just went up and wrestled the ball away. And again, I'm going to give credit to the quarterback there. He had pressure. He just kind of threw it up and hoped that the guy would make the play, and Bocchini did.
Davies runs over to the sideline and gets the play call. First and 10 now from the Indian 25-yard line. Inside of 8 minutes to go, 7:50 and running. 8-point spread as Davies will look things over. Blackwell in the backfield, off to his right. Stays into block. Quick pass to the outside. Catch is made. Down to the 20-yard line. That's a gain of 5. Completed ball to Tatella again. 2nd and 5 coming up.
Well, that's kind of back what we saw on that opening drive, Matt, when Tatella is just going to go down about 7 or 8 yards, and it seems like Hart, who's got the main responsibility of covering him, is backing up with him, and as long as the quarterback throws the ball right away, no reason why they shouldn't complete them all night.
It's a good drive here for Lacey. It's taken up a bunch of the clock. 5 minutes off here as Davies will roll in trouble. Tuck it, slide forward, get just past the line of scrimmage to the 19-yard line. Again, the man Alfaro on the stop. I'll tell you what, Kev, for a guy who wasn't even really on our projected starter player list, Mike Alfaro has had a heck of a football game.
Khalil Green is taking himself out of the game. He is grabbing his right arm. Berry has replaced him in the defensive backfield.
Not what you really want to do.
Put no.
Quarterback in on defense here.
Travis Cavell will split out wide to the right. That's the matchup for Berry.
Four down territory here, Matt.
Tatella is in the backfield and will get the carry. Try to dance it. Outside zone to the left. Helmet popped off. That was Darius Hart who lost the lid. He makes the stop on Tatella. The chains will move. That is a first down.
Hart and Egan both lost their helmet. They're going to send Hart out for a play. That's the second time in this series. You might want to tighten that chin strap a little bit there, young man.
Remember, Connor Davies, guys, last year Tommy Kelly broke his shoulder, and Davies came in, replaced him for 2 games. They put 2 plates in Kelly's shoulder, and he was back in 3 weeks, miraculously. But Davies does have some experience at this quarterback spot. He did it last year as
Green,
a sophomore.
Green back in for the Indians.
Davies split back set. Here's the inside carry. Bouncing off one would-be tackler, George Sayer. No running room to speak of off the right side. That stop made by Justin Schumann. 2nd down and 10. Ball from the 13-yard line of Toms River South.
Kind of funny on that play. Kosh, Billy Kosh missed him the first time, and then Schumann held him up, and then Kosh came in at the end and kind of pulled him back and really prevented any gain at all.
Well, here's your best pass play right here for the Lions. 2nd and long, 10 yards inside of the 15-yard line. This is your number one pass play right here.
Two receivers either side. Tatella not in the game on this down. Davies with time goes over the middle, finds a man. It is Blackwell who's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Well, it was a wounded duck, but it got there as he found Blackwell across the middle, kind of wide open.
Blackwell was in the backfield and kind of slipped out and find a dead spot in between the linebackers, and credit Davies again keeping the play alive with his feet.
Absolutely.
Poise all the way.
Yep.
I would say Blackwell probably was the 5th receiver on that pass pattern.
Yeah, I agree.
4 wide.
Just kind of snuck out, and Davies hit him. They're going to go for 2 now to try and tie it up.
Davies will keep Blackwell in the backfield. Tatella, the far side wide receiver. Bocchini, near side receiver. Slots either way. Davies wants to throw. Here's pressure in for the 2-point conversion and incomplete. Bocchini, the intended target. Egan had the coverage, and the score will be 21-19 in favor of Toms River South. We step out here for 30 seconds. Come back for the Indians' opportunity here in quarter number 3. Back right after this. You're listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sunnies Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick. More than just an Italian specialty market, it's also a bakery and pasta shop, meat department, deli, caterer, and pizzeria all rolled into one. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian street plaza.
13-yard touchdown pass from Davies to Blackwell.
We've got here, guys.
Missed extra point on the 2-point conversion. 21-19 is our score.
Just got a report from Manalapan, guys. I don't know if you got it, but the outstanding running back for the Braves, Tyler Leonetti, out of the game with an ankle injury. So that will help the Eagles of Middletown South.
Great opening drive in the quarter. 13 plays, 60 yards, 7 minutes and 8 seconds. That took off the clock.
And a couple of big third down, first downs that were picked up by the Lions on that drive.
Third down at 21, right? Converted?
Yep, to Tutela.
On the pass to Tutela.
Pat Davis on to kick off. Just keep somewhere in the back of your head two missed field goals and a missed extra point that right now would have that score completely the other way and the Indians would be trailing. Khalil Green back deep. Jared Egan back deep. Davis booms this one. High end-over-end kick. Egan will get a crack inside the 5. Out to the 20. Dancing at the 22. Bounces to the outside to the 25 to the 30. He's got some maroon shirts in front of him. Still on his feet. Out over the 40-yard line and tackled at the 42. Good burst of speed on a long return of about 37 yards for Jared Egan.
So like Tutela did with the opening kickoff of the second half, that time it's Egan with the great return to put South in great position. They'll start this drive at their 41-and-a-half-yard line.
Huddling on the sideline before coming back out. Point Beach, by the way, continuing to lead Modern Day Prep. 27-6 is the score on that contest.
Garnet Gulls has struggled a little bit offensively, but they're lighting up the scoreboard tonight at their home turf.
Let's see what Tymier Berry can do here. Slot receiver sets to either side. Khalil Green is the single back. Play action on the motion across the formation. Berry doing all kinds of dancing, but only able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Lucas Sorotniak on the stop. Second down and 10 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter.
He made more moves in about 10 seconds that I have in a year, and he got no gain.
Second down and 10. Berry, option this time, to the right. Wanted the pitch, didn't have anyone. Bounces off tackles again. Stays on his feet, goes backwards, and then will get dropped for a loss. Nice defensive play. Matt McGovern was the first guy on the scene. Credit the outside linebacker, who I believe that time was Blackwell. He took away the pitch man. Berry wanted to do it and then saw Blackwell and couldn't, and then danced around for a loss of about 5, 3rd and 15.
Keep an eye on Darius Hart here, guys.
Ball skipped in the dirt on a quick pass intended for JV and Harris. It'll set up 4th and 15, and the Indians, on a pretty unceremonious set of downs, will punt it away.
Yeah, you get a little sense of momentum. Lacey with that beautiful 7-minute drive to get the score, and then South goes 3 and out, and they lose yardage. They started at the 42. They lost 5 yards on that possession, and notice that Messler is not into punt.
He is not. Standing back and waiting for it at the 36-yard line is Davies. Good snap. JV and Harris will angle this one towards the south sideline. It'll take a great Indian roll. It bounced at the 30 Eagles all the way down to the 16-yard line where it is down, and it'll be first and 10 for Lacey.
My guess would be that play in the second quarter when Messler could not field the punt and eventually had to try and escape and got tackled and fumbled, I think that convinced the coaches that
that's enough.
We'll use him on the kickoffs and the extra points and field goals, but not in punt formation.
You know, you hate to bring this up, guys, but you got to state the facts. But last week, the Indians had the lead against Brick, and then Brick completely dominated the second half. This one's certainly not starting out right for the Indians.
Lions just had the football, went 7 minutes and scored. They take it over here with 3:19 to go. Push back inside their own end at the 16-yard line. Play action set up well by Davies. Rolling off to his right. Lets it go. Looking for Brown, who's got the catch of the 40-yard line. Runs forward out over midfield and takes it into Indian territory. The tight end Isaiah Brown ran a great pattern, but boy, that was a super play fake set up by Davies.
And he rolled right, and I'll tell you what, he put that pass right on the money. Actually, Egan was not in bad position on the coverage. However, he was behind the receiver, did not make a play on the ball when the ball was in the air, and Brown, a big guy, big body, just used that to shield and made the catch. His second big catch of the evening.
Ball now spotted at the Tom's River South 48-yard line. Lions methodical last drive, striking quickly here in the air. They'll keep it on the ground. Flag out on the carry by Blackwell. Thrown at the line of scrimmage. Hold. It's coming back.
Guys, I will take tell you this, Lacy is really starting to win the battle up front a little bit. They are blowing guys off the line of scrimmage, something they did not do in the first half.
It was a flag thrown at the 49, a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Indians will certainly accept it. It'll turn out to be an 11-yard penalty and set up a first and 21.
Jaden Kosh is out of the game injured. He's lying on the field on the south sideline, lying on the turf and being attended to.
Well, it's about time we give the Lacy coaches some credit here for the adjustments at halftime. They're running some different formations, Kevin, as you mentioned with that tight end. That waggle pass that Davies just hit, first time I've really seen that tonight off of that motion. Big completion.
Four wide package. Cavell and Tutela up top to the right. Davies wants to throw, sets up screen to the right. Read well by Justin Schumann. There's a discussion as to who has the football right now. Undoing the pile. Nothing from the referees right now. It will be a loss on the play. Tackle was made at the 35-yard line. That's a loss of six, but it will be Lacy football.
Well, Schumann did a great job busting that play up, and they are lucky it was not a turnover.
Well, you know, there was no referee near the spot of the ball. That might have been the Indian ball. It looked like he wrestled it out of his hand before he went down, but a no call, and Lacy keeps it.
Second and 26.
Make the call, Kevin. Come on.
Davies from the gun. Has time here. Lets it fly near sideline. Deflected away. Great coverage by Jared Egan. Mike Bucchini, the intended target, right around midfield. That play busted up, and now third down and 26.
Well, I think we have seen one thing. There's nothing wrong with the right arm of Connor Davies. I mean, even that pass, that is a long throw. He's on the right side. He's throwing a deep sideline all the way to the left, and really Egan made a good play, but that ball was right on the money.
You know, Egan for the Indians has played a great game tonight. Mentioned his name quite a bit, both ways, offensively and defensively.
Third and 26. I mean, we used to say draw screen here, but I haven't seen a draw screen all year, I don't think.
Davies will have Blackwell in the backfield with him. With time, goes over the middle. Hook and ladder set up. Tutela will come forward. He's got room in front of him. 40, 35, 30. 25 pushed out of bounds by Green. The catch was made by Bucchini, who then flipped it to Tutela. The old hook and ladder.
And I'll tell you what, it did not look like it was set up so well, because the two players were really close to one another, and it looked like they were red, there were maroon jerseys in the neighborhood, but a couple of great blocks, and I mean Tutela turned that corner in a hurry, and it was down the sidelines, and wow, that is a third and 26, so they convert a third and 21 on the opening drive of the second half, go on to score. They convert a third and 26 here. A little magic has returned to the Lacy Lions.
Yeah, Lions looking good right now. Definitely have the bounce in the step. They'll have it first down now and 10 from the Indian 23 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Split back set. Sayer gets the carry. In trouble and hit in the backfield. Tons of maroon involved on that tackle.
52.
Up off the bottom of the pile is Mike Rutter, the defensive tackle. He was the first man there.
Oh, the only player that's...
There's the player down right now, excuse me, Ed, for Toms River South.
Yeah, that looks like Egan over there, guys, number seven. But
no,
the only...
it's not Egan.
Oh, it's
Egan's
not,
four.
Sorry.
Darius Hart is seven. So if it's seven, it would be Hart. We'll pass it along to you in just a second. Minute 10 showing on the clock right now. We'll take a quick timeout. Step out for 30 seconds. 21-19. Toms River South leads this one. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. Back here from Detweiler Stadium. Second down and 15 after that five-yard loss on the carry from George Sayer.
Darius Hart walks off the field under his own power. Will get looked at on the sidelines.
Ball spotted at the 28-yard line. Clock is moving. We're inside of 60 seconds. Four wide set for Davies. Pumps once to his right. Wants to go downtown. Doesn't have anything. Will flip it now to Tutela, who is behind the line of scrimmage by about almost 10 yards when he caught it, able to get forward a couple back.
What a play by Mike Alfaro. He read the play that it was a delay to Tutela, so there's the defensive lineman. He's covering Tutela. The quarterback then stepped up like he was going to run. Alfaro left Tutela to go after Davies, who then flipped it, and then he was still able to be being involved in the tackle. That is a tremendous defensive play by that young man.
Yeah, but Lacy's got him just where they want him, guys. Third and 20.
It is third and 20. We'll see if Lacy breaks from the huddle here in no rush with a clock down inside of 10 seconds.
Might as well spend a minute or two talking about it.
Davies looks behind him. Now 2 seconds. Now 1 second. Gets the play off. Wants to throw. In trouble. Rolling left. Flips back over the middle. Finds a man. It is Blackwell who will make the catch. Thrown down to the 20-yard line. Fumbled football. But Lacy able to keep it. The recovery made at the 19
by the quarterback.
By Davies who continued to foul the play. And Lacy will have it fourth down and about 7 when we come back. We've got a whole nother quarter of action to go in a wild game from downtown Toms River. 21-19. The Indians leading the Lions of Lacy. We're back in 30 seconds with the start of the fourth on 105.7 The Hawk.